Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Do you have your kids in government schools? If so, please take this as an opportunity to consider pulling them out and homeschooling them, giving them a Christian education instead of a godless education. I asked our board operator today, I said, have I done the story on the air with the teacher who was caught having sex with five students? And he said, five students? That was Russ. Russ said, five students? He said, no, I remember the one with three students and the one with seven students, but I don't remember the story with five students. And this one is out of Dayton, Ohio. A Mason High School phys ed teacher has had sex with five students and now has been indicted by a grand jury on 16 counts of sexual battery, 3 counts of offenses for giving alcohol to underage persons. Now, it wasn't all that unusual years ago to have students giving alcohol and drugs to one another. We did the story just a few weeks ago about the methamphetamines in a public school. Turns out they were being used in the principal's office by the principal and another school staffer. So it gives a whole new meaning to being sent to the principal's office when the principal is using meth in school, in the principal's office. And, of course, the stories we've done in Atlanta, Georgia, with an entire school district with probably hundreds of teachers involved in cheating on standardized tests. So we've gone from the students behaving badly, the gross national product, to the teachers and the administrators and the principals behaving badly. It's the norm. If you do a Google alert for public school teachers who are arrested for whatever crime, I mean, your inbox gets filled up, especially for having sex with kids. There's another story. Now, this isn't nearly as bad as what happened there in Dayton, Ohio. This is from the city I was born in, Paterson, New Jersey. A New Jersey school district has suspended a first grade teacher, after parents complained about the teacher's Facebook page. It turns out that the teacher from Public School 21, PS 21, hey, was that the same school that Lou Costello went to? Lou Costello, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, he mentions Paterson, New Jersey in pretty much most of his movies because he grew up in Paterson. So this first grade teacher, so I guess this is sad. I shouldn't be laughing. This is sad. She referred to herself, her job, as a warden, and she referred to her 6- and 7-year-old students as future criminals. Maranatha Christian Center has closed just this summer, and it was in operation for 30 years. Our boys went to Maranatha Christian Center for first and second grade. We're a homeschool family, so we primarily homeschool, but we always loved Maranatha, and we had our kids going to Maranatha's first and second grade because of what a blessing it was. What a godly environment. The children were absolutely wonderful. The teachers, just Miss Siemens, all the teachers, just extraordinary. And here in Paterson, New Jersey, you have a first grade teacher referring to herself as a warden and to her little students as future criminals. So if your child is, if you have a good kid, and you send your good kid to a godless school, what do you think will happen to your good kid? And you think the little bit of time you get with your child when you get home from work and they get home from school and everybody gets home from gymnastics or soccer or hockey or whatever, that little bit of time is going to offset all the interaction with all those other youth and often teachers who are immoral. That little bit of time that you get to spend is going to offset the 30 hours hanging out with other young people in environments that are officially godless, officially godless. And then when our kids grow up and we've lost them and they've even turned against God, and some of our most precious little boys and girls become bisexual, homosexual, lesbians. They impregnate their girlfriends. They have abortions. We're in tears and we think, well, why did this happen? And all we have to think is, well, I did turn them over to a godless education system. And what was going through my mind when I did that? What was going through my mind? Was my child's eternal soul worth more than the free tuition that I was being seduced with? Here's free tuition, government school, free tuition. So, just those are reasons number 637 and 638 to pull your kids out of the godless public school system. And charter schools are also officially godless. Is that true or false? Are charter schools, do they tell kids that they're created in God's image and have an obligation to God to honor him? Do they tell kids that God is their creator and that right and wrong flows from God, the personal God who made us in his image? Do they don't teach that? Well, they should, right? Every valid education system should teach children to honor God. And those education systems that teach children, kids, young kids, all the way up through teenagers, that do not teach children to honor God are not valid education systems. They might seem better than another godless education system, but you could trade one godless education system for another, and one might produce kids who are better at algebra than the other. But if they're both godless education systems, it's deceptive. It's a false sense of security. Oh, my, and I hear this all the time. My Sally, she's got a, you know, she has a Christian teacher. Oh, who's the Christian teacher? Well, her third grade math teacher was a Christian. Oh, what grade is she in now? Seventh grade. Oh, her third grade math teacher was a Christian. You could go to an adult bookshop and find somebody work there who was a Christian. What does this mean? But I want to get to the news. That's news. But it's sort of not news, right? Public school teachers having sex with the students. I don't know that you could call it news anymore. It's like dog bites man. It's hardly news. Public school teachers getting arrested for public indecency, for using drugs, giving drugs and alcohol to kids. It's not news. It's just standard. It's British. But some of the news that's out, there's the latest Rasmussen poll of likely Republican primary voters. This is a nationwide poll, unlike in Iowa, where Iowa is more conservative Christian pro-life. This is nationwide. And so here are the results. Rick Perry, 29%. Mitt Romney, 18%. And Michelle Bachmann, who's the only one of those three who might possibly endorse personhood, 13%. So Rick Perry, 29%. Now think about that. These are Republican primary voters. Rick Perry supported Al Gore for president not too long ago. I mean, Rick Perry, he didn't only support Al Gore, he ran Al Gore's presidential campaign in Texas, one of the main states needed to give the White House and the executive branch of the government to a radical, lunatic, socialist, immoral, end-of-the-earth, doomsday prophet, Al Gore. So the Republic, this is so typical of Republican Party. You think the Republican Party, if you drink the Kool-Aid of the conservative, quasi-conservatives on Fox News, or Hugh Hewitt, or, can I say O'Reilly? Bill O'Reilly? Rush Limbaugh? Sean Hannity? Dennis Prager? Michael Medved? If you drink that Kool-Aid, you think that the only real hope for the future of the country is the Republican Party. And so we're stuck with the Republican Party, and that's our real hope. No matter what, you've got to vote for the lesser of two evils, even if you don't like the fact that there's a radical socialist, liberal Democrat who's masquerading as the Republican candidate for president. You got to vote for him. You know, it's a two-party system. Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos. So you got to vote for him because you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And all those Republicans who say they vote for the lesser of two evils, Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, was debating online a couple days ago with some Republican Kool-Aid drinkers, and he was telling them how bad Mitt Romney is. And they said, yeah, but you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And he said, if that is your position, then you might end up campaigning for Barack Obama. If he's the lesser of two evils, you would support Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. And so the one guy who was actually not agreeing with Will, he was saying that he would vote for anybody against Barack Obama because Barack Obama is the boogeyman and we make our decisions based on fear. Now, the Bible doesn't recommend making decisions based on fear, but based on obeying God. The fear of the Lord, respect God, make your decisions based on honoring and trusting God, not based on being afraid of the boogeyman. If you're afraid of the boogeyman, you'll make decisions like a child, like a baby. So there was this one guy saying, hey, I'm going to vote against Barack Obama because you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And so Will said, well, if that's the case, you might end up voting for Barack because he might be the lesser of two evils. So some of the people in this forum were saying, oh, no, nobody could ever be worse than Barack Obama. And so Will made the argument that Mitt Romney is worse than Barack Obama. Mitt Romney is, because he brings the Christians, conservative Christian pro-lifers, to support the leader who instituted homosexual marriage and tax-funded abortion, socialist government health care, and a dozen other horrendous liberal atrocities as a governing official, accomplishing far more wickedness than Barack Obama has accomplished so far. And this one guy who is disagreeing with Will, he said, you know what? You've just convinced me that Mitt Romney would be worse than Barack Obama. He said, that's a good point. So if I were to vote for the lesser of two evils, I'd end up voting for Barack Obama. The godless, liberal, child-killing, pro-homosexual, pro-evolutionist, socialist, who masquerades as a conservative, who gets Christians to support him, thereby further destroying the Republican Party, and with it, destroying the near-term hope for turning this country around, that person is way worse than the Democrat who everybody knows is evil. Way worse. The good person, or the person who looks like they are good, who does evil, is far more destructive than the obviously evil person. Jesus said, "I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth." And so, how far would he spit Rick Perry? Right, how far would he spit Rick Perry? About as far as the east is from the west. That's how far he'd spit him. And Mitt Romney, spit him right out. And, you know, Michelle Bachmann, I think she's a believer. I think she loves Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that she knows right from wrong in the context of government public policy. But hopefully there will be enough courageous Christians and pro-lifers who will tell her that we're willing to support you, but only if you refuse to tolerate the killing of a single innocent child. If you're willing to regulate the killing of a single child, or the gassing of a single Jew, or the lynching of a single black man, you are not qualified to lead. You're not qualified. And so I will oppose you if you don't stand up for the God-given right to life of every innocent child. Then I'll oppose you, Michelle. But if you do, and there's plenty of opportunity for you to support personhood and the God-given right to life of every innocent child, as, by the way, there are a number of Republican senators who have endorsed Roger Wicker's Human Life Amendment to uphold the rights of every unborn child from the beginning of their biological development. There are a number of U.S. senators who've done that. So Michelle Bachmann could do that. So we're looking at the news. Oh, and by the way, here at Bob and Yurt Live, if you would like to support what we do to help us stay on the air, we need your help to stay on the air. You can call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, or go online to kgov.com, and you could get one of our DVDs on creation evolution, debating atheists, our MP3 CDs, downloadable Bible studies on criminal justice, studying the scriptures, verse-by-verse studies throughout so many of the books of the Bible. We're almost done with the book of Daniel. That is going to be such a fun album. We've been in Daniel for about 2 months now, and we'll be done with the book, Lord willing, sometime in September. And what a great Bible study album that's going to be, the book of Daniel, from right here at Bob and Yurt Live. So you can get any of those materials at our website, kgov.com, or by calling us. And I also hope to see you at the September, if you're a Colorado person, at the September 17th banquet for Colorado Right to Life with Tom Tancredo, Alan Keyes, and Kevin Swanson. What a night that's going to be. The registration is $100 a plate, and there are 8 chairs at a table, so you could sponsor a table for $800. And if you're doing okay and you want to help personhood round 3 in Colorado, maybe you could give $1,000 for a table. $1,000. If you can't do that, $800 for a table, or just $100. That's a lot of money. But if we want to be able to fight another day to be there for round 3, personhood 2012 in Colorado, to get on the ballot again, we need to support this with our treasure, with our hard-earned money. So if you can, please, coloradorighttolife.org, or call them at 303-753-9394. 753-9394. Okay, so we're talking about the Rasmussen poll, which shows that the Republican Party is morally bankrupt. It's morally bankrupt. Now, that doesn't mean you don't vote Republican. If the Republican candidate is not willing to kill a single innocent child, then in good conscience you could vote for the Republican candidate, and maybe they have a chance to help save our nation. But if the Republican Party candidate is a fraud like Rick Perry, you think Rick Perry wouldn't have Al Gore as his vice presidential running mate if he thought that would win him the White House? Of course he would. Of course he would. And then he is a one-term president. Al Gore goes on to have two terms. Sort of like what happened with Ronald Reagan and putting George H.W. Bush on the ticket, knowing that Bush was a pro-abortion liberal who helped to give the Bush clan opportunity to further destroy this country. And people think, well, George W. Bush, he greased the skids on which our nation is sliding into hell. George W. Bush greased the skids on which America is sliding into hell with his pro-homosexual agenda that he implemented, and with his tax-funded abortion, giving $1 billion to Planned Parenthood, hundreds of millions of dollars more than even Bill Clinton was able to give to them, and putting pro-abortion judges on the bench and radical pro-homosexual judges on the bench. So Perry 29%, Romney 18%, and Bachman 13%. Don't be so concerned about the outcome. Be concerned about the wisdom that you demonstrate in honoring and obeying God in the things you advocate and the things you do. Be more concerned about that, and don't be afraid of the boogeyman. Because here on Bob and Yurt Live, we've been on the air for 20 years. We've seen a lot of boogeymen come and go. A lot of boogeymen. So don't be afraid of the boogeyman. All right. So we also have Barack Obama's agriculture secretary. This is a funny story. Tom Vilsack. He says that food stamps are part of the stimulus package. Food stamps. Now, if food stamps were stimulus, this country would be overly stimulated for decades. When Bob and Yurt Live, when we went on the air, I remember lamenting many years ago in the 90s that 1 out of 10 Americans were on food stamps. 1 out of 10. Well, today, it's what? It's about 1 out of 7 Americans this year at some time or currently have been on food stamps. What's the number of people? It's 15% of the population in this country are on food stamps or have been on food stamps this year. That's 46 million Americans. 46 million. 46 million. And a lot of this liberal largesse and welfare, you know, welfare hurts the people who receive the welfare. Welfare programs, the trillions of dollars in foreign aid that has gone to Africa, did that money hurt Americans? Did it hurt the British? Did it hurt the Germans? Did it hurt the Japanese? The trillions of dollars that have gone to Africa in the last 50 years in foreign aid, did it hurt them? Well, it hurt them a little, but it devastated the Africans. It devastates the people who receive the unjust financial aid. It devastates the people who receive the welfare. That's who it devastates. So the Obama administration says, well, food stamps, that's stimulus money. That's stimulus money. Okay. So the fact that we know that Obama is evil, does that mean that we blind ourselves to support an evil Republican? That'll really help fix what's wrong with this country, won't it? And that doesn't mean you look for a perfect person, because there's no such thing as a perfect person. And all the candidates and organizations and leaders we've supported over 20 years on the air, I know there's no such thing as a perfect person other than Jesus Christ, who's ever walked this earth. But when someone tells you that they advocate killing some children, then they've disqualified themselves. And we're almost out of time, but do we have time for Seattle's Green Jobs program? That's a good one. Just in the last year, Seattle's mayor, Seattle, isn't that one of the states where euthanasia and doctor-assisted suicide is legal? In the state of Washington? I used to work in Redmond, Washington, for Microsoft and Bill Gates. The mayor of Seattle announced with much fanfare last year that their city, Seattle, won $20 million from the federal government to create green jobs. Green jobs. What are green jobs? Green jobs are jobs that supposedly help the environment. And what they were going to do with that, it was to weatherize homes. So the federal government gives them $20 million to retrofit and to weatherize homes. So their goal, here was their goal. They were going to create, with $20 million, 2,000 jobs, and they were going to retrofit 2,000 homes in poor neighborhoods. Okay, so now it's more than a year later. Here's what they've done so far. They have weatherized three homes. Three. Not thousand. Three. One, two, three. And they've hired 14 people. Now, 14 people to weatherize three homes with full-time jobs. They probably have doormen standing there closing the door after the kids go in and out of the house to make sure the heat doesn't escape or the air conditioning. I guess that's how you create 14 jobs, by weatherizing three homes. It turns out that those jobs are primarily administrative, bureaucratic jobs. It takes a lot of people to keep track of weatherizing three homes. It takes a lot of bureaucrats. How many bureaucrats does it take to keep track of weatherizing three homes? Well, 14. It takes 14. So $20 million, 14 jobs to weatherize three homes. That's one of the green jobs programs of the stimulus plan that the media has hyped. The way that we protect ourselves from being duped, not only by the left, but by the so-called conservative Republicans, is to know what is authentic, to know God, and to know His Word. Hey, check out our store at KGOV.com. This is Bob Inyer. Come on out to the banquet September 17th. May God bless you.